All right, time now for the greatest game of all. Who said it, in which Brendan Riley, our esteemed executive producer, takes quotes from ESPN 97.5 personalities throughout the week. He reads us said quotes, and then we have to guess on who said said quote. Winner is the champion of Who Said It. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of Who Said It because I won the last time we played, which has been a while. I've been ducking you. I am a little worried about today's competition because kind of like Buster Douglas after he won the title, he didn't condition. He got overweight, got beefy, didn't care about fighting anymore. Same thing with me. After I won my title, I let all the fame get to me. I let all the money get to me. I let the title around my waist get to me. And I'm not in the best condition that I've been for this week's Who Said It. I forget who's going first this week, though. That's something that flip a coin.
Well,
I guess.
Didn't we do like a charity case for Jeremy because he hadn't won the time before and gave him the best chance to win last time?
Sure, we could. I'm fine with Joel first. I think that's
all
fair.
Right. All right, sounds good. What's number one?
Number one, I dressed like Andy Reid my last 6 or 7 weeks of high school and all the way till college orientation.
Well, there's a couple of obvious possibilities. I don't like giving away too much of my thought process of my inner voice.
Which is great for radio.
Externally, because, yeah, it's not great for radio, but it gives you an advantage. I don't need you having any of those.
You get the first pick.
I know, but he can hear my logic, and if I'm wrong.
You're not on Twitch, are you?
No. I'm going to go. I'm going to say, because I'm looking at, like, the Andy Reid. You said he dressed like Andy Reid. Well, there's two possibilities. One in the morning and one at night. Actually, two at night. I'm going to say Cody Stoops.
Man, that was my answer.
Because he kind of still does. He likes the Andy Reid fishing shirt.
But he said he dressed like that through college, and he no longer dresses like that. So maybe that's my saving grace. Because I was going to go Cody Stoops. That was my top answer there.
Yeah.
So, man, this is tough. So I'm down to two people. I'm down to either Patrick Creighton.
See, that was the other one at night.
Or Lance Erline.
That's the one in the morning.
Those are the two that I'm thinking about. So can you read me the quote one more time, Brendan? I just want to make sure that I'm doing my due diligence here.
I dressed like Andy Reid my last 6 or 7 weeks of high school and all the way till college orientation.
Oh, man, I am torn on this one. I'm going to go Lance, final answer.
That's what it was between for me. It was between Lance and...
I dressed like Andy Reid basically my final...
Thank you, Stoots!
6 or 7 weeks of high school.
See, this is rigged because I would have gotten that too. Stoots would have been my first answer, yet you're somehow up 1-0 here.
I actually was starting... Right when you read it the first time, my initial thought was Lance.
Whenever you said Cody Stoots, I thought, I'm down 1-0.
See, I thought you had it right. I thought when you said he lent itself to that he doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, which not terribly an accurate quote from Cody because he didn't stop through his final year of college.
Well, he did say until orientation.
Well, I mean, I think he still dresses like Andy Reid.
I kind of back that up.
You take that up with him.
Yeah.
Not that will never happen. Jeremy and Cody will never have an issue to be taken up between the two of them. Go ahead.
Cody with the misinformation like usual. All right, number two.
All right, number two. If I married Giselle Bundchen, obviously here, I'd be a stay-at-home dad.
Brad Kellner. No thinking about
that
it.
That was quick.
No thinking about it.
Paul Gallant.
Well, that's a pretty good response there.
Because Paul Gallant doesn't want to work anyway.
Neither is Brad Kellner.
He doesn't want to do manual labor, so I'm going Paul Gallant.
If I marry Giselle, Vanessa, I'll
Man,
be honest.
This is over.
I'm being a stay-at-home dad. I'm out. I'm out of the game. Yeah, like, you can be the breadwinner.
Don't call it
no
a
shame
comeback.
In that. Please be the breadwinner. I just want to see you every single day.
Can I tell you, when I cut these, I think every single time I cut one from Brad or Paul, I think it could be either of them.
I think that's true. I think that's absolutely true. Man. And I think the sleeper that we got caught early on that we don't get caught anymore is Creighton's a part of this.
Well, he was part of the equation for me.
I know. That's why I factored him in on the first question.
Oh, you're talking about like the first couple
of
episodes.
I don't think the listeners
it.
A lot of times think that they remember he's part of this.
Patrick Creighton's a quote machine. I mean,
he gives us stuff to work with for sure.
He speaks so quietly that it's tough to figure out when he does get it, but he gets them all the time.
Speaks quietly.
All right, 2-0 lead, two questions in. Jeremy's got a tough one here to keep this championship.
This is my choice too, right?
Yeah. It is.
All right.
Number three. Lance is the preeminent draft guy in the Galleria area.
What a quote.
Oh. Oh, man.
I like that quote.
Jake Asman.
See, I don't think Jake Asman has the wittiness and the cleverness about him to pull off a joke like that.
See, I was torn between BK and Jake.
I'm kidding with Jake. I think Jake's very witty. But it takes a little bit more of a sense of humor, a little bit more of a comedian. It could have been John, because mm-hmm. John's, you know, he's got that quick wit. But I think the way that he said, like, Lance, I don't think he would have said Lance in that way.
Well, I realized as I read it, and this is my apologies, this was referring to Lance. I don't know that it was necessarily said Lance.
Oh.
I don't know if that changes it for Joel.
Well, that screws me on my choice, but my choice has already been made.
I don't think it screws you on your choice. Okay. What would you have changed it to?
I'm fine. I'll live.
Who did
I'll
you
live
say?
It,
you
I will live Jake. And die with the results. I said Jake Asman.
I'm going to keep it on the same show. I'm down to BK and Granato there. I just don't feel like Granato would talk down to Lance that way.
You're going
to
keep it on the same show. John's not on the wheelhouse. Cody is.
I said the same show that you picked.
No, easy code. No, you didn't, but go ahead.
Okay. What do you mean now? I said the same show.
Go ahead. I didn't but mean if to I throw
said
a roadblock
But if I said
you.
The same show, why do you think I was referring to what Lance's
There's three
show.
Guys on the show, and if I take one, you've got two others.
Right, but I meant the same show for
okay.
the guy you
Never
from
mind.
The show you picked.
Just pick.
I'm going to go with Brad Kellner again.
You guys aren't going to like this one.
Without a doubt, you're the preeminent draft expert in the city of Houston.
Yeah, I'd say in
that was a
yeah
bad...
in my and certainly in the Galleria area.
He said it about himself.
Yes,
is
he
that
said
even
it?
Fair? Is that misleading? Is that a Yahoo Click headline?
The way that the quote was said by Brendan.
I agree. I totally agree. I don't agree with him much in this game, yeah. but I agree with Jeremy.
I think we should throw out this week's
no,
entire
no,
competition.
Hold on. Oh, no. I'll take the result of
hold
what
on.
Just happened. We're fine.
I have a sixth this week.
Yeah, I think we should have another question come in.
You always pander to him.
You just admitted that it was a bad phrasing of the question.
You did just agree with
it. It was, right, but that doesn't
then
mean
we'll
you get to add another question. You guys are so...
So that is white from the board. Now this will be number three. The next one will be number three. And again, you're first here because you were first with number three.
Mm. All right, let's keep it moving. Mm. Next we? Year's Oscars are going to have somebody punch Liza Minnelli out of her wheelchair.
Brad Kellner.
Man, that's what I was going to go with.
Because of the wittiest
funny.
Of the witty for that one. Yeah. I'm going BK.
I'll go the second funniest person for somebody who's not been used yet. And I'll go Patrick Creighton. I'll go Patrick Creighton on that one.
How to get ratings through violence? Hey, next year let's have someone punch Liza Minnelli out of her wheelchair. Like I don't know. Like what is it?
All right, so still 2-0. On to question number 4. I'm gonna have to get both of these right for the draw. And of course, the champion keeps the title in a draw. So that's the best I can hope for at this moment. Number 4, I need to sweep these next 2 rounds.
Number 4, I wish the Rockets had some guys who it hurt their heart to lose.
This is your pick, right?
Yeah. I wish the Rockets had some guys. That's a really good quote because I've been watching some Rockets games when they're down by 10 in the fourth quarter and they're like laughing on the bench.
Oh, yeah. Which, oh, my God. The other night, did you see KJ Martin? And every huddle in a tight game was just yuck fest.
Yeah, it was like somebody said this amazing April Fool's joke while they're down by 20 in the fourth quarter and everybody was cracking up. I will go. So I'll go Jake Asman on this one.
I'm going to go BK because I think BK watches a lot more basketball than most, and a lot of people don't watch a lot of basketball these days.
That's a good call.
I do wish that we had some guys on the Rockets that you
Title's
knew
yours.
That it hurt their heart
Again.
To lose, and they didn't take it well.
I told you I was Buster Douglas.
You were making excuses before you even stepped in the ring, which I refuse to do. I'll own it when I lose, but I'm not going to do that. Go ahead.
Now, do we want this extra one?
Yeah, we
do. Okay. I threw it out originally because I didn't love this one either, to be honest.
Another tricky one?
Tricky in how to word it. It's not as easy as you guys think it is, okay?
You didn't like who said it is what
no,
you're saying?
No, I thought it was good. I like everybody here.
Okay.
But it's a little complicated to explain. So this one, you could make a sword in the hole in Bill O'Brien's chin when he gets angry.
This is just for fun now. It's an exhibition at this point.
I want to say that is something...
It's always for fun for you, Jeremy.
I think that's...
I'm the defending champ. How dare you?
Cody Stutes.
I'm going to go... This is me trying to not get shut out. Like, I've already been embarrassed. I've already relinquished my title. I just don't want to get you know, shut out. I don't want to get skunked in Who Said It. So, playing for pride, I'm putting my pride on the line. This is the third time I'm picking Brad Kellner.
See, I definitely think it's on the wheelhouse.
You think the hole in Bill O'Brien's chin gets really red whenever he's angry?
Like, it heats up like a blacksmith's thing. It's like, oh, you could make a sword in that thing.
Yeah.
Boom! Ah! I don't, Tiger Woods fist pump, baby!
Congratulations. The championship is back on your way. It's probably its rightful home. An embarrassing effort by me in my first ever title defense. I definitely did Buster Douglas it. I called my shot. I don't like how Stoots piggybacked off the joke, though. Like, he got, that was like a joke dime by Brad Kellner. Like, that was an assist by BK.
I'm not
saying that it had anything to do with the result. It's two separate conversions. Mm-hmm.
Because you lost 3-0.
Yeah, I'm not, but no, this is a separate conversation. It's like a,
if it looks like a skunk, it smells like
I got
a skunk.
Like, I'm owning that. I told you I was going to Buster Douglas this week and that my conditioning was not anywhere near championship level. And the proof is in the pudding. The results of this illustrate that. Congratulations.
I'd like to thank the Academy. Maybe not this week.
But. Another terrific performance by Joel Blank as he captures once again the Who Said It crown.